Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Jan Draper, who heads the writing group called Right Here, Right Now. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Chef Marwa Amon, who runs a business of innovative ready-made meals in Lennoxville. I will also have some community event announcements, some health news, and some music. We'll start the show with a song called The Story, and it's by Brandy Carlisle. And we will hear the interview with Jan Draper right after the song, so please stay tuned.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across all the
Today we're shining a spotlight on the power of local voices and storytelling. I'm joined by special guest from Right Here, Right Now, Jan Draper, a vibrant writing group made up of creative minds from right here in the Eastern Townships and beyond. On May 31st, the group is stepping into the spotlight with a special afternoon of poetry, prose, and even short plays at the beloved Piggery Theater in North Hatley. It's more than just a performance. It's a celebration of community, creativity, and the written word. Whether you're a longtime lover of literature or just curious to hear some homegrown talent, this event promises a bit of something for everybody. Stay with us as we chat about how the group got started, what inspires their work, and what audiences can look forward to on the 31st. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Jen Draper to the Townships at 12. Welcome, Jen. She heads the group, writing group. It's called Right Here, Right Now. Welcome, Jen.
Thanks, Maureen. It's lovely to be back in touch with CGMQ after the pandemic and all those challenging years.
Can you tell us a bit about Right Here, Right Now, your writing group? How did the group begin and who's involved?
Well, it began in 2016. The Townshippers wanted to publish an anthology of memoirs from the townships and to celebrate the sesquicentennial. We had workshops in Knowlton and Lennoxville and North Hatley, and we were astonished. People really enjoyed them. So we put together, this was Melanie Cutting, Kyle Chatwall, and me, and we put together the book. And then Townshippers said, you know, a lot of interest, and people really enjoyed the workshop. Would you guys like to continue? So the Townshippers got more money for us, and we had more workshops, again, and face-to-face workshops in those same locations, and we put together Our Stories 2.0, which was a collection of poems and prose, not specifically memoirs. Then came the pandemic, and just as the pandemic was really getting going, our funding was ending. I felt it was time that we looked elsewhere. The Townshippers had been absolutely fabulous to us, but they couldn't keep on funding. So we went to Bishop's University, the Lifelong Learning Academy, which was run by Wade Lynch, and they adopted us. But it was a very different Right Here, Right Now, because we couldn't hold any face-to-face workshops. So we went online, and Zoom became just our way of operating. People were reluctant at first and thought, oh, is this going to work? But it worked really well. So we've stayed on Zoom ever since. And it means that we can have people from the townships in Montreal, but also people from the U.S. And John LeBaron, who many people will know, has spent most of his time now in Boston. But he stays, he's part of Right Here, Right Now, and always will be. And we have other participants from the U.S., from the Bronx, from Berkeley, and also people, a woman from South Africa who have been following us for many years, people from UK, again, all over. So it means that we don't just reflect the townships, we reflect what's happening in the planet. I mean, I hope we'll become more international again, because we've lost some of those people from other countries. But I think that's a really good step. And we, Rebecca Welton, who joined us. Rebecca's husband had a project with the UN, and they decided to stay. So the Welton family has been remarkable. Rebecca facilitates workshops, and also she edits our anthologies. Last fall, as has happened in the past, when we launched Connections in a Flash, Rebecca and her family were there, and John helped with the technical aspect of things, as did Harry and Alex. And Harry began his career as one of the technical supports for Right Here, Right Now. And he was only 10, and they're amazing kids. So we're lucky to have the Welton family here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're still receiving money from New Horizons Projects for Seniors, but we are based at Grace Village. So once every 2 weeks, I have a face-to-face workshop with the ladies who reminisce, and it's wonderful fun. And often we will send the results of our workshops to the record. And we found a Bishop student, Emmett Timming, who's been working with us, and the ladies who reminisce just adore Emmett. So it's been great having Emmett. He's, I hope, coming back. He will be coming back to Bishop's in the fall, so I hope he will keep on coming to those groups. Currently, we're doing two very new things. We're doing a video of the writers of Right Here, Right Now, and the camera person is Casimir McDougall, a student from Bishop's. We're asking people to come on and read one or two of their poems or something from their prose. So that will be roughly 5 minutes a person, and it should be ready in the fall, and we'll certainly invite everyone to come to a launch. Currently, the big thing on our calendar is an event at the Piggery.
How did this event at the Piggery come to be? I believe it's called More Than Words.
More Than Words is the title that our drama facilitator, Laura Teasdale, a name that will be familiar to many people, that she gave the event. We have five plays that will be presented, two by Phyllis Size from Knowlton, two by Stephen Gobby from Knowlton, and one by Lou Emanuel from Sutton. And then there will also be a number of poets who are reading and some short prose pieces as well. And there are 14 people who are reading, and then another 7 who will be acting in the plays. This reflects our change of direction, including drama, and the incredible interest that it has motivated. People had always wanted to write plays and just hadn't. Anyway, the event starts at 2. It's free, but we're asking people to donate to the Piggery to celebrate their 60th birthday. And in intermission, there will be birthday cake and Carolyn Benway to sing happy birthday. Mead Baldwin will give a bit of a history of the Piggery.
Okay, that sounds fun. So that's May 31st at the Piggery in North Hatley, and the event starts at 2 o'clock. There's no admission fee, but people are asked to give a donation to the Piggery, which is celebrating the 60th anniversary. Hard to believe. So that is definitely wonderful. And you've taken the right here, right now, from the page to the stage now. That's a new endeavor for the group.
Oh, Maureen, I like that phrase. We've tried really hard, even though we're presenting 5 plays. They're not very long plays or playlets, but we've tried to make sure that we will not overwhelm the audience. And we've tried to organize things so that there'll be a play, then there'll be a group of people reading, then another play. We're not going to waste a lot of time with introductions or anything like that. I think it's set up so it should be fairly fast moving and fun. I know that many people just turn off and hear the word poem. I get that. But you can come and rest assured that you're not going to be overwhelmed by a poem that goes on for 15 minutes. Or a poem that leaves you sitting there thinking, God, I wonder what she's talking about. The poetry is accessible and interesting, and I think the whole event should be quite enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. What role do you think local writing groups like yours play in the creative life of the Eastern Townships?
I think I'm really happy to have been a part of this because, well, when we gave that first workshop in Knowlton, December 2016, there were 20-odd people who came. And Melanie and Kyle and I were really surprised by this. And I'm delighted that so many people keep on writing. I know that some individuals don't think that culture is important, but I think it's critical because it lets us know who we are, kind of a mirror that shows us what's happening in our world and sometimes gives us a nudge to work at changing things so that, to make the world better.
Definitely, I think that culture is part of our mental health even, and writing, I think, is very therapeutic.
Oh, I totally agree with you. During those dark days of the pandemic and during the long days of winter, I think that it's especially efficient at keeping people motivated and energized. Of course, when you're writing with a group like right here, right now, you develop a lot of friends. So those friendships involve sharing the writing, sharing responses so that the poetry is improved and the relationships carry on. I got an email yesterday from one of our participants who has not been well. So immediately this morning, I emailed some other people and said, Judy's getting over an illness. We should all be in touch with her. So I know everyone will rally around, and I hope that will help her to recover faster.
Mm-hmm. That means a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you love most about writing with this group of writers?
I guess it's the friendship, but seeing people develop their interests and their skills. When somebody writes a poem that just captures a feeling really well, I think that it's like this wonderful gift that someone gives you. I think that's what I like best, but it's just wonderful having this whole network of people who mostly write every day, but don't feel guilty if they don't. I mean, sometimes you go through a period when it's just not happening. Honestly, Maureen, I've been too busy doing the organizing the event at the piggery. I haven't written anything in about 5 weeks. But I'm not really worried about that, because when I have a bit more time to breathe, I will start to write again, and I'm not going to feel guilty. I'm just going to, you know, once I have the time, well, we'll start writing again.
That's good advice. Any advice to someone who's always wanted to write but isn't sure where to begin?
Go on Facebook, look up Right Here, Right Now, follow the ads for the workshop, come to one of those workshops. And Rebecca facilitates some workshops. Laura Teasdale facilitates workshops on writing plays. And I facilitate workshops often on general techniques that you can use if you're writing poetry or memoir or prose. We do tend to take a bit of a vacation during the summer, so there won't be a lot happening in June, July. But by the end of August, we start to post our workshop. Anyone can email me, jandraper@yahoo.com. Just my name, no spaces, no caps. And I'm happy to send you our coordinates. Or come on Saturday and hear what people have accomplished and talk to them about their journey. Every writer, 99% of writers are happy to talk about how they have developed as a writer. So there's lots of opportunity for that on Saturday.
Okay. And I just wanted to add Right Here, Right Now, it's WRITE here, WRITE now. So it's with a W if you're looking it up on Facebook. What's the, do you have all ages in your group, or is it mostly senior citizens?
Mostly seniors, but not exclusively. For example, we have a university student from Pakistan. Annie comes, it's middle of the night for her, but she will often show up at our workshops. We have some young people in the U.S. The ages range. So we have people, I'd say, from 35 to 89 and 90. Some of our writers are not spring chickens anymore. And it's fairly senior, and she published a wonderful book of memoirs last year. She's really a role model for all of us. You know, if you're at university, as in Emmett, Casimir, and you'd like to join one of our workshops, you will be most welcome. In fact, everyone will be just really delighted to have a young person with us. So anyone is most welcome.
Okay, that is good to know. And the event at the Piggery, May 31st, 2 o'clock at the Piggery. And that is good. A lot of information there. How many people, how many authors are going to be selling their books? And what if you can't make it to the Piggery? Is there some place that you can buy the books from the local authors?
Some of the books are at Black Cat. I honestly can't tell you which one. Some are at Le Baron's in North Hatley. I guess maybe we should put on our Facebook page. Oh, sorry, we also have a website, which is whwn.ca. I never thought about posting that, but we will make it happen. Our communications person is Katie Lynn Stoneburner, and who's a Bishop student, and I'll mention it to Katie Lynn, because there are close to 10 people who have published books through the life of Right Here, Right Now. We normally have Zoom launches to celebrate their achievement. We sometimes are able to have face-to-face launches now, which is really great. But I will write that down, Maureen, and make sure that it gets put on Facebook and on our website.
Okay, and definitely Black Cat Books. It's a great place to start. The local independent bookstore in Lennoxville run by Anne Marie Bailey. So that is an excellent place to go, I think. Anything else you'd like to add, Jan?
Just that people shouldn't be apprehensive or shy about starting out. If you've always wanted to write, get yourselves a journal or start writing on your laptop and give it a try. And, you know, if you find that it's really enjoyable and fun, come to Right Here, Right Now, because you will receive a huge amount of support and encouragement. And seniors, I think that writing and being part of a writing group really helps to keep you young and focused on things besides the graying of your hair and the fact that your knee is hurting. So I hope that people will respond.
Okay, that is great advice, Jen, who heads the writing group right here, right now. And don't forget the Piggery Theater, May 31st, 2 p.m. There will be More Than Words, a celebration of WHWN. Okay, thanks very much, Jen, and all the best on the event and with the group also.
Thanks a lot, Maureen. Lovely to chat with you.
Lovely to chat with you, too, and we'll be in touch. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. The writers of Right Here, Right Now, and the Piggery Theater cordially invite you to attend More Than Words, a celebration of the writers of WHWN and of the 60th season of the Piggery Theater. There will be plays performed and read along with readings of poems and prose. WHWN anthologies and books by the writers will be on sale. Tea and coffee will be free during intermission, and there will be some surprises. Do you hate poetry? Come and hear some of our readers and you might be surprised. Tickets are free, but we ask for a donation for the Piggery. Please call and make a reservation so we can keep track of the numbers. Call the Piggery at 819-842-4567 or for further information, call 819-842-1940. The event is on May 31st at 2 p.m. at the Piggery. WHWN acknowledges with thanks the financial assistance of the federal government's New Horizon Project for seniors. Coming up at Bishop's University Musical Theater presents The Impossible Dream, a Broadway review, May 30th, June 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th at 7:30, May 31st, June 1st, 8th at 2 p.m. in the Turner Studio Theater, located at 2600 College Street in Sherbrooke. $17 students, $22 seniors, and $27 regular price. Lenoxville Elementary School is having an online auction, a silent auction. It opens at 12 p.m. this Friday, May 30th. It closes at 1 p.m. on Friday, June 6th. If anybody wants to donate items, they can contact Lenoxville Elementary School, PPO, and here is the email address, lenoxvillepo@gmail.com, and items can be brought to the school by May 28th. Mark your calendars, everybody. June 7th, it's a Saturday, and it is Friendship Day 2025 in Lenoxville. The fun starts at 10 a.m. It's the annual Under the Tent sale for Boutique Encore, located at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. The sale is happening Friday, June 6th, and Saturday, June 7th. Friday, June 6th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 7th, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. $6 fill your bag sale Saturday, June 7th. From 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Clothing, linens, jewelry, sports, games, toys, books, kitchen, household items, furniture, and small appliances. Early birds are welcome Thursday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The Lenoxville Art Group Spring Exhibition and Sale coming up on Friendship Day, June 7th. That will be at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lenoxville. Original paintings, greeting cards, minis, and the now famous Studio Sale Table. Don't miss the opportunity to win a beautiful frame painting by one of the artists. Proceeds from the publicity contest are donated to the Lenoxville Library, and it is free admission. It's the 39th edition of the Eastern Township's Vintage Automobile Club. That's happening on Sunday, June 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it will be happening at 3090 Cableton Road in North Hatley, Parc de la Riviere. Everyone is welcome to attend. The Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville will be having a family day and a market coming up on June 21st, starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. They are located at 5 William Page Street in Lenoxville, right next to Global Excel. And there's lots coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut. There's a benefit dance in honor of Andrew McLaughlin, Friday, 29th of May, 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. The band is Slightly Haggard. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. Grave decoration service, Sunday, June 1st, 11 a.m., honoring Grant Taylor. This happens at the Eaton Corner Cemetery. Darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances. An outstanding museum and a calm place to sit and socialize. Open to the community. All these things and more are brought to you by the members of the Anavets No. 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have going. Step up and get involved. They have 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. And a few more things coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, the Hut. The normal unit meeting is canceled for this month. The next meeting will be June 25th, Member Appreciation Day. Friday, June 13th, starting at 4 p.m. during the Member Appreciation Week at the Hut, free hamburgers and hot dogs to show the appreciation for their members. And the ANAF Golf Tournament. As of May 26th, the ANAF Golf Tournament is full with 18 teams signed up. If any spots open due to a team dropping out, the information will appear on the FB page and will also be posted on the bulletin board at the club, so check either often. And there's a 95th birthday coming up for a member of the ANAF Unit 318, the Hut. If you would like to send a card and best wishes, the address is Harold Wilson at Grace Village, 1006-1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M0C6. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Jan Draper from the local writing group Right Here, Right Now. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a government ad, and we will be right back with part two. And coming up in part two today, I will talk with local chef Marois Amon, who specializes in some innovative gourmet ready-to-eat meals. We will close part one of today's show with a song called Words, and it's by the Bee Gees.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you how, my love. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.